I praise the Lord for this opportunity I have to minister the word before you, brothers and sisters. We have been greatly touched by the praise and worship provided by the Canada team. Thank you. May I humbly ask each one of you to shake hands with a couple of people around you and say, "Friend, I am not mad at you this morning." Go ahead. "I am not mad at you this morning." How can you sit here with a mad face when Isaiah challenges the chosen seed, "Arise and shine"? Hallelujah. Reverend George Matthew and his team has given me 25 minutes to minister this morning. That is 1500 seconds. Our theme this morning for the conference is Light Prakasham, which travels 186,000 miles per second. I may have to speak at that speed this morning to stay within the time limit. You out there in the crowd traveling at the speed of light, this morning in the next 25 minutes can wander around the world 279 miles. That is equal to 14,000 round trips to Yoido Full Gospel Church in Korea. And I am humbly asking you this morning not to take that trip today, because the world-renowned speaker, pastor of that church, Dr. Cho, and the choir will be ministering to you after I finish my sermon. May I read our conference theme from Isaiah chapter 60? Would you all turn to Isaiah chapter 60? "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Would you lift your hand and say, "Praise the Lord"? I want to divide this theme into four points. The manner by which to shine, the reason for which to shine, the season in which to shine, and the foundation on which to shine. I will speak only on two points to stay within the time limit. First, the manner by which to shine. Isaiah is crying out to the chosen seed to shine, arising like a soldier getting up from slumber to active duty. Why the chosen seed of the new covenant should arise this morning and shine? Because we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And also because in the days of our sins and shame and sicknesses, in the seasons of our troubles and trials, we looked unto him and our faces were lightened. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Andhakarathil ninnum adbhuta prakashathilekku velichavante sadgunangale ghoshippan, arise this morning and shine. Hallelujah! On this Independence Day, this great nation and the people are rising up to remember the founding fathers, shining every corner of this land with illuminating firecrackers. But I want to take your attention to the land of Korea. This truly happened in the 1950s during the Korean War. Attacked by the North Korean soldiers, the villages are fleeing by the hundreds for safety. Among those who were fleeing was a pregnant woman. She had to cross a bridge and it was midnight. A And she was so exhausted, and abruptly the labor pain hit her. She crawled under that bridge and gave birth to a cute little baby boy. And the wind was blowing very heavily, and no one was around to help. So she unbuttoned and took her own clothes and wrapped the baby in her clothes and kept the baby alive and warm. But that time, the mother froze to death that night. The next morning, a fleeing pastor saw the baby alive and warm alongside the frozen, naked, dead body of the mother. And the pastors took the baby to the nearest pastorage. Years went by and the baby boy grew up to be a handsome young man pursuing a college degree. One day that young man was going to a convention with the same pastor who rescued him 19 years ago. And they had to pass a bridge and the pastor slowed down his car and said, "Dave, look down under the bridge. That's where I found you 19 years ago alongside your dead, naked mother." And David asked, "Pastor, would you stop the car for a moment so I can go down the bridge and stand where my mother died for me?" He went under the bridge and looked for bones or decayed skull or decayed teeth or hair pieces on any remains of her body, but nothing was found. Tears flowing down her cheeks, he took off his shirt and standing there with his chest open to the heavy cold wind, he cried out, "Mom, my dear mom, now I can feel that cold wind that killed you the night when I was born." From that time onwards, every time he would pass that bridge, he would stand under the bridge with his chest against the cold air and remember his mother who died for me, him. My dear friends, like that Korean young boy, maybe take a moment to celebrate our spiritual independence attained on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. That was where Jesus became naked. So as Isaiah says, "The glory of the Lord can rise upon you and clothe you in His righteousness." Would you lift your hand and thank God? Our theme says, "Your light has come because of the cross." Your light this morning is transmitted not through a platinum electric wire, but through that old rugged wooden cross where my Jesus hung 2,000 years ago. Lift your hand and praise the Lord. We, the chosen seed of the new covenant today, can rise up and shine, not because of Isaiah 60, but because of Isaiah 53. "Surely He has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are, hallelujah." Would you lift your hand? This challenge of Isaiah to rise up and shine was given 200 years before the birth of Buddha, the founder of Buddhism, the major religion of Korea, practiced from India to China. The very name Buddha means fully enlightened one, as our theme says, fully enlightened, or the light awakened one. He supposedly received this light under a jambu tree. But 40 years after he claimed that he received his experience, Buddha collapsed, his face turning dark and pale. His physical life was extinguished. Buddha died. But Jesus was not enlightened like in such a way. With God, with one command, he created light. Let there be light. And lo and behold, there was light. He died not under a tree like Buddha, but he died on the cross and he rose again on the third day. The cross did not extinguish his light, for when Apostle John saw him in the island of Patmos, his eyes were as flames of fire and his face shining as the sun shining at dawn. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Buddhas and Krishnas and Muhammad's physical voices were silenced at death, but not Jesus's. For he spoke, "Fear not, John, I am the first and the last, and I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of hell in my hand." Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, I and my students in my world literature classes were analyzing the life story of Buddha written by Ashwakosha 1900 years ago. One day in the beginning of that book, Buddha saw a dead body and he was scared and concerned. From that time onwards, in every chapter, every page and every section of that book, Buddha and his disciples were searching for the key to open the meaning of life and death. But it was 490 years later, in the hand of Jesus Christ, that he finds that key that opens the death and life. Hallelujah! Glory to the only begotten Son of God, who went down to the gates of Hades and snatched that key without resistance from Satan. Hallelujah! Glory to the Lamb of God! Glory to the Lion of Judah! Glory to the shining Star of David! And he's standing here this morning to touch you and rise upon you with his glory and heal you and deliver you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! The most sacred book of the Hindus in India is Ramayana. Our theme is light. And Ramayana means what? Let darkness be removed. On that morning when St. Thomas arrived in my home land in Kerala, India, 5 Brahmins were worshipping light near a temple pool. Their desire for light is revealed in the following ancient prayer of the Hindus. Lead us, God. Oh, this is the prayer. All spirits, lead us to the same path that the sun has been moving. Lead us to the same path that the sun has been moving. That is the old Indian prayer of the Hindus. But our ancient forefathers of India did not realize that the sun is moving to the path of death and decay. Because the fuel in the heart of the sun is being consumed, and one day it will cause the death of the sun. Hallelujah. Sun is a created thing. On that same day, 2000 years ago, 100 miles from my hometown in India, those 5 Brahmins were baptized by St. Thomas because they wanted to be identified with the death, burial and resurrection of the deathless Son of God, Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and praise God. Crown him Lord this morning. And that decision put them in the path not of the Son, but of the deathless Son, Jesus Christ. When Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated in 1948, Prime Minister Nehru made a short announcement in All India Radio. The light is out, and he cried. The light is out. But Gandhi wrote that he is searching in darkness, he is searching for truth. But Jesus never had to search for truth because he was the truth. No disciple of Jesus ever said that they collaborated with Jesus in a truth-finding laboratory, trying to find the meaning of life and death. But they always wrote, they found the truth when they saw Jesus of Nazareth. For Gandhi, light, darkness was always a present tense. But for those who are born again by Jesus Christ, darkness is a past. From darkness to light. അന്ധകാരത്തിൽ നിന്നും അത്ഭുത പ്രകാശത്തിലേക്ക് വെളിച്ചവന്റെ സദ്ഗുണങ്ങളെ ഘോഷിപ്പാൻ. Arise this morning and shine. Arise this morning and shine. ഓരോമാക്കോ സത്തോവ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that light is who? Jesus. And the church of the living God, Brother Leslie, is the lighthouse. My dear friends, this morning, the answer to your problem is not in Washington, in the White House, but is in the lighthouse. In the house of the one who said, I am the light of the world. The answer is not in Washington, D.C., in Pentagon, but in Pentecost, in the demon-busting, bondage-breaking power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The answer is not in George Bush, but in the burning bush of Mount Horeb, where a man with stammering tongue was anointed by the Holy Ghost to lead 600,000 people across the Red Sea. The answer is not in Harry Potter, but in the potter in the book of Jeremiah, in the potter's house, who has the will and the power to mold you into a shining vessel of glory. Arise and shine this morning. Let me say it again, one more time. The answer is not in the White House, but in the Light House. It's not in Pentagon, but in Pentecost. It is not in George Bush, but in the burning bush. It is not in Harry Potter, but in the potter, in the house of the potter. Hallelujah. And he will mold you this morning to a vessel of glory and honor. Lift your hand and say, thank you, God. Would you shake hands with a couple of people and say, friend, I'm not worried about my problems because the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Would you say that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, praise the Lord. Let me drink a little more water. My throat is dry. This is the glory that did rise up in the land of Goshen when the entire land of Egypt was groped in darkness. This is the light, the star, the glory that led the three wise men to come to Bethlehem searching for the King of the Jews. Could you lift your hand and crown him God? Oh, and crown him. Praise the Lord. Would you lift your hand and say, praise the Lord one more time. I'm going to finish. I have 4 points. I finish one. I'm not going to the second one, but I will touch on it. The reason for you to shine, because darkness has covered the earth and the people. There are many kinds of darkness in the world: immorality, crime, violence, sexual perversion. God is dead is another philosophy of darkness that is covering the brains of people. When the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche promoted the God is dead movement, someone wrote in Germany on a concrete wall with a marker, permanent marker pen, "God is dead," signed Dr. Nietzsche. "God is dead," signed Dr. Nietzsche. On August 25th, 1900, Dr. Nietzsche died. Then someone wrote on the same concrete wall, "Dr. Nietzsche is dead," signed God. My dear friends, this morning Dr. Nietzsche is out. Gandhi is out. Buddha is out. Muhammad is out. But the light is not out. Hear me again this morning, please. The true light is not out. It is shining in your heart. Lift your hand and say, "Thank God." God is not dead. The God of Isaiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God of Sarah, Rebecca and Mary is rising up in your heart this morning. Around the saints who are sitting around you, and they're going to pray for you, and you will become a shining vessel of honor for the Lord. This is the hour, the moment, and the place for you to accept the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. This is the time for your deliverance. This is the season for you to receive the need in your life and to be delivered by the light, Jesus Christ. Would you crown Him Lord of all one more time? Would from the back to the front, crown Him Lord of all one more time? Would you crown Him Lord of all one more time?